This Steve Jones Show podcast is now loading. The Steve Jones Show podcast is presented by Sunbury Motor Company, Purdy Insurance, Brewers Outlet, and NIL Game Changers. Bringing you an in-depth look at Penn State sports and more. This is the Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK. The Steve Jones Show is presented by NIL Game Changers, Sunbury Motor Company, Purdy Insurance, and Brewers Outlet. Now, from the Sunbury Motor Studio, here's Steve Jones.
So, if you had a choice in Game 7 between Tobias Harris and Mark Cotrillo, I guess the production would be pretty much the same, right?
Tobias at least gives you a little more size. Not much more shooting, though.
And Mark can barely get the ball halfway to the basket. I mean, Matt's got him out there shooting at a basket. I think it looks like it's 20 feet.
Probably does to him.
Yeah. You know, and Matt's got all the time in the world. He's got the other kid out wee whacking the yard. I mean, it's just like, I guess you trained him well. I mean, the heck with having fun.
I got a 9-year-old he can work on to teach how to mow the lawn too.
Hey, Ged. I can see this happening years from now, right?
I'm so bitter. Never had a childhood.
All right. This half hour brought to you by NIL Game Changers. Your stop for name, image, and likeness opportunities. And not only that, you can be not just an athlete, a business. They'll help you with that as well. Start your journey today at NILGameChangers.org. And we're in the Sunbury Motors studio. Sunbury Motors, 4th Street in Sunbury. Sunbury Motors Kia, routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf. And online at sunburymotors.com. All right. So, we head to the next round of the playoffs. But one of the bigger stories coming up will be, moving forward, who gets the NBA playoffs. Because we are at that point where now the open bidding season is in full swing for the NBA because the exclusive negotiating period is over with. ESPN is no doubt going to retain part of it, and probably a big part of it. The question, and it looks like they want three partners, not four. There was a lot of talk they were going to go with four partners. But it sounds like they're going to go with three, with Amazon being the other one. That means who gets it between NBC and TNT. If NBC were to get it, what would happen to the studio show with Ernie Johnson, Kenny Smith, Charles Barkley, Shaquille O'Neal? And there's been a lot of talk that Ernie Johnson probably isn't going to leave Turner Sports. Okay. A difference when it comes to shows or anything like that is that you have to have the ability to inform, but you also have to have the ability to entertain. And part of that is you need to have chemistry on the set. Those four guys, to their credit, have tremendous chemistry. And I tell my broadcasting class all the time that there are three things I really can't teach you. I cannot sit there, and I tell them straightforwardly. I remember we had some advisory people in from the College of Comm, right? And I was talking about this. That was just the day. I said, I can't teach you how to get a job. I can't tell you X, do X, Y, and Z, you're in. So I can't tell you that. I said, now, you can take the class and it'll give you the better shot at getting the job and develop better habits to get a job. I said, but I can't get, I said, anybody who tells you they've got the absolute formula to get a job, I said, is lying to you. They're stealing your money. And there were a couple of groans from the advisory people. I looked over, I said, what are you doing? I said, you can't lie to these kids. Don't lie to them. I said, okay? I said, it's the worst thing we could do. Oh, you went to Penn State, you'll get a job. No, it's all subjective. It is subjective. Yeah, we're sitting there, so let's you know, we kid about the suit all the time, but let's take Kevin, for example. Say Kevin anonymously sends in his reel to us to get a job here. Todd listens to the reel, and he goes, yeah, all right. I mean, you know. But, boy, I really like her over here. She's great. And they give me the reel, and I go, boy, I think Kevin sounds tremendous. I mean, it's all subjective. That's one thing. Again, you can't, don't snow these kids, right? It's subjective. The key is, if there are 100 of them out there and you get rejected by 99 and you're hired by one, perfect. Okay? You found one. And not only that, now you can spend time making sure that the people who didn't hire you regret that they didn't. The other part is, I tell them, I said, I can't teach you how to have a feel for the game. A feel for the sport. A feel as to how to put numbers in when necessary, when not to put numbers in, right? And just have, you know, and understand what you're seeing out there and have the ability to relate that to your audience. I said, if you're going to do the entire broadcast by analytics, you are not relating to your audience. I said, and the last part is, and this goes to what we're talking about right now, I can't tell you how to have chemistry with somebody. And you have to me, what's really important in this business is you need to desire to work with people who make you better. And then in turn, it's also your responsibility to do everything you can to make the people around you better. So, for example, no matter what you may think of me as a play-by-play announcer, you may think I stink, you may think I'm okay, whatever. Jack Ham makes me exponentially better. And hopefully along the way, I've made him better too. Whatever you think of me as a basketball announcer, Dick Girardi makes me exponentially better. And hopefully in some way, I make him better. Right? Todd makes the show better. So that's important, to work with people who have the ability to make you better, and you in turn have the ability to make them better. Now let's get to that studio show. Everybody in that set makes everybody better. Ernie Johnson, no question. I mean, you listen to the other individuals on that set talk about him. He is revered by those people. I mean, respected and revered. And Kenny plays off of Chuck. Chuck plays off Kenny. Shaq plays off the two of them. And it's great. And ESPN doesn't have that.
How many studio shows has the NBA, has ESPN's NBA coverage gone through?
I mean, every time you turn around, they're going through guys. They don't have it. Same thing with their NFL stuff. They have no chemistry. They don't have that. All right? Now, I'm talking about the studio show. I am not talking about, because they solved the chemistry issue on Monday Night Football. I mean, they solved that. Because they said, heck with this, we're hiring Joe Buck and Troy Aikman. And they solved it right away. Now they have Monday Night Football where it is, the broadcast is excellent. And then Lisa Salters, of course, rounding it out, does a phenomenal job. But they have chemistry in the booth. Two guys that genuinely like each other, like playing off of each other. And it's a pro booth, right? So but it took them how many years to solve it?
Booger's chair.
Oh, all sorts of stuff. I mean, let's take game day, for example. Reese Davis is great. Kirk Herbstreit's great. And by the way, Kirk Herbstreit with a gigantic heart of gold. I mean, you see the kind of on-air care that he takes of Lee Corso is special. But with all due respect, where does... I found out Alex Falcons, by the way. I just saw Alex on the golf course the other day, the place kicker. He says, I'm just waiting. He says, for the phone to ring. Phone rang, Houston Texans. Okay? So I want to make sure we get that in there. But I'm not sure where Desmond makes the other people better. I don't know. And because I've stopped watching it. And then there's Pat McAfee. And Desmond is good in his own right, but does he make people on the set better? Pat McAfee is terrific in his own right. Especially, he's carved out his own persona. He knows the game easily. Okay? But where does the interesting part is, where does he make the other people on the set better? And that's what you, when you see the TNT guys, Kenny Smith makes Chuck better. Chuck makes Kenny Smith better. They all play off each other and, they make each other better. You look at game day, and there's no question that the splash is there with Pat McAfee. The question is, who on the set does he make better by being there? Now, maybe this year we'll find out, because now he's more ingrained in the show and maybe more comfortable with everything. But where does he make it better? And I don't watch it hardly anymore because... If I'm running ESPN, they'd be bankrupt. But if I'm running ESPN, and they say, we want to take the show from 2 to 3 hours, I'd be like, you darn right we are, because you don't want to know why? I can sell it. And what am I going to put on between 9 and 10 that's better? Nothing. Nothing. So I would have gone from 2 to 3 hours as well. That said, they've now spread out the information out over 3 hours, and the show isn't as good. And I don't feel like sitting there, especially if Penn State's playing a late game, I really don't feel like sitting there for 3 hours.
I always enjoyed the radio game day more. And we don't have any ESPN radio stations around here anymore, but I always liked the radio one better. I always thought the radio one was more informative and less... was more concerned with getting the information out than the entertainment aspect of it, which is more of what I want, but I get it's TV and the entertainment aspect has to be there.
Right, and I totally get all this. Again, if I'm running it, do I go from 2 to 3 hours? Absolutely. But is the show better at 3 hours compared to 2? No. You kind of felt like before in the 2 hours, like, okay, we need to get to this, we need to get to that. Now it's... Well, we spread it out more, so let's have somebody kick a field goal. Like, okay. I mean, it's part of the fun of tailgating. I've got that. A lot of people gather around. There's money available, the whole thing. I understand that. Don't know. It's for an all sports network, I mean, their NBA deal? You got to be kidding me. Their NFL stuff? You have to be kidding me. Not the game. I mean, with Joe Buck and Troy Aikman, their game is top flight, and Lisa Salter's on the sidelines. They're top flight. I mean, now it's like, okay, I'll definitely tune in. I'll watch that. It's outstanding. But the lead-in? Oh, brutal. And Reese Davis, by the way, on College Game Day is excellent. He makes everybody around it better. College Basketball Game Day, he makes everybody around it better. And by the way, Seth Greenberg and Jay Billis play off each other very well. And then you look at the NBA booth, and Mike Breen is, okay, I could sit here between now and the end of the show and throw platitudes and compliments to Mike Breen and you on almost every topic, at least every one I can think of. And you know, I've worked with Doris Burke before, and you know how highly I think of Doris. Can't say enough good things about her. I enjoyed working with her. But I think J.J. Redick is really smart. And he makes some interesting points. But the chemistry between Mark Jackson and Jeff Van Gundy to go with Mike Breen, they had it going. Now, whomever thought they needed to change up, I have no idea. And Doris Burke has earned her a spot, no doubt. And it sounds like J.J. Redick might end up being a head coach in the NBA.
I was just going to say, we'll see how smart he is to see if he takes that Lakers job or not.
Yeah, I mean, but right now, it's an oil and water feel. But in time, it could be outstanding. Sometimes do take time. Right? In that, I completely understand. Although somebody asked me one time, when did I know with Jack Ham and Dick Girardi, when did I know we had chemistry? I said after the first segment of the pregame show on each one. So sometimes you just hit it out of the park right away with somebody. The ESPN thing is interesting. Like, we'll throw a whole bunch of like guys out there, and we'll do a pregame show. Like, no, that really isn't how it works. You have to put something into this to really figure out who fits.
I don't think they do the optimum number. I think they're willing to throw as many people as possible on rather than pick three or four and just stick with them.
For example, Michael Wilbon's really smart. I don't know if you met Mike or not, but Michael Wilbon's really smart. Stephen A. Smith is really smart. Was it Kendrick Perkins?
Yes.
The other one on that set? Yeah, and he's fine. As individuals, they're all terrific. Yet together, they're not. See, that's the thing that's interesting about, and this happens at ESPN more often than not, that as individuals, they're like really good. And yet together, they're not.
In the classroom, everywhere, chemistry is tough.
Oh, I know. I know it is. That's why, like, for example, Pat McAfee is great at what he does. He's great at what he does. Yet on that set, you just feel like everything is just like it's not in sync anymore.
And it's not even it's not even getting along with somebody. You could get along with somebody and still have crappy chemistry.
Right, exactly. They get along fine. You can see, I mean, they're fine together. It's just for whatever reason, it's just not, there's something doesn't fit with it along the way. I don't know. And I mean, they're your Sunday night baseball crew. They're doing the best they can, but you feel like in some ways all of them, it doesn't really fit. And I really like Carl Ravitch. I think Eduardo Perez is excellent. I think that David Cone's excellent. But for some reason, it just feels like, I don't know.
I mean, take David Cone as an example. The Yankees broadcasts are excellent with him.
Yeah.
But it's not the same on the Sunday night games.
Yeah. And it's nobody's fault. Either it works or it doesn't. And too often, it's interesting about ESPN. Like, I'll give you one. Sean McDonough, Ray Ferraro, and Emily Kaplan fit on the NHL. They're really good. Same thing with Kenny Albert and Eddie Olczyk. They fit. Now, John Forslund and Eddie obviously fit because they've been doing the Kraken games together the last couple of years. But they fit. And their studio seems to fit. Liam McHugh, Bissonnette, Henrik Lundqvist. Every once in a while, Gretzky's on there. So, I don't know. For some reason, ESPN, we're ESPN, we can throw anybody out there. Like, no, you really can't. But I think everyone knows I'm not. I don't watch a lot of pregame shows, to be honest with you. And everybody knows it. It's just, again, I'm not trying to be arrogant here in any way, shape, or form. But, for example, I'm around. How many football practices do I go to in a season? Right? How many basketball practices do I go? I haven't even gotten to the games yet. I mean, how many basketball practices do I go to in a season? Then there's the games. Well, over time, I pick up a little bit here, a little bit there, a little bit here, a little bit there. I pick up a little bit here, a little bit there. So when we get to sit down and do a pregame show, we're going to break down the game. Geez, Todd, exactly at this stage of my life, what am I learning? I watched Joe Paterno for years conduct practices. And then Tom Bradley, and then Bill O'Brien, and now James Franklin, and Dick Harder, and Bruce Parkhill, and Jerry Dunn, and Ed DeCellis, and Pat Chambers, and Jim Ferry, and Micah Shrewsbury, and Mike Rhodes. I've had the best in the world, that I've had be able to sit there, watch, observe, listen. So I'm in a different spot than most people. They aren't going to tell me anything I haven't already heard before, pretty much, right?
Hey, no, because I'm sure you hear some of that national stuff in those practices way before it comes out in the pregame shows.
Right, of course. Exactly. But, there's not going to say, he said, in the game you need to do this, this, and this. And I'll be sitting there like going, yeah, no kidding, really? Right, and I understand I've got a tremendous advantage as opposed to a fan who wants to learn more, and I've got that. I totally understand that. But when people ask, well, how come you don't watch it? It says, because there's nothing on there they're going to say I'm going to learn. And that's not me being a jerk. It's me, that's what I'm doing every day. It's why Doug with Kevin. There's nothing Kevin says Doug doesn't already know.
There's something to be said about a sale with a handshake. A service technician who really knows what he's doing. They can explain it in English what the problem is. There's nothing better than having that friend you could trust in the area. That's Sunbury Motors, where you get selection, knowledgeable salespeople, and prices that fit your budget, and more important, that friend you can trust. Welcome to Sunbury Motors, Kia, Ford, and Hyundai. You could shop other dealers and compare prices, but at Sunbury Motors, you get their lowest price promise. They research the current used vehicle market certificate and guarantee their used car prices are the lowest. If you find a lower price, Sunbury Motors will beat it. Three dealers all in one. See their full new and pre-owned inventory at sunburymotors.com. Pick out a vehicle you like and schedule your test drive online. Follow them on Facebook. Sunbury Motors Ford and Hyundai, North 4th Street, Sunbury, and Sunbury Motors Kia, routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf.
Spring has sprung, and it's time to dust off those insurance policies. For over 100 years, the Purdy Insurance Agency has been protecting families and businesses of the greater Susquehanna Valley and beyond. With the experience of our trained and knowledgeable staff, you can rest assured that your needs will be evaluated and met by some of the industry's best representatives. No matter what your insurance needs are, call Purdy Insurance today at 570-286-5855 or visit our website at purdyinsurance.com to see what we can do for you.
Bringing you an in-depth look at Penn State sports and more. This is the Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK. The Steve Jones Show is presented by Brewers Outlet, NIL Game Changers, Sunbury Motor Company, and Purdy Insurance. Now from the Sunbury Motor Studio, here's Steve Jones.
And the final half hour of the show brought to you by Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street in Sunbury, the beverage supermarket. Imports, domestics, microbrews, the best selection of beer anywhere. Wine coolers, water, soft drinks, snacks, lots of snacks. They roast their peanuts fresh and out every day. Pickle bar led by the barrels and the dills, indeed second to none. On Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street in Sunbury, the beverage supermarket. And as always, we're in the Sunbury Motors studio. Sunbury Motors, 4th Street in Sunbury, Sunbury Motors Kia, routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf, and online at sunburymotors.com. And again, Chris and Jared made a tremendous impression upon me, and a great job they did on Saturday. Loved what I ended up getting. So when I'm talking about Sunbury Motors, not just talking, I am a customer. All right. So the Celtics will get the Cavaliers. The Pacers get the Knicks. Minnesota won game one over the Nuggets. What, game two? I think game two tonight, right? I believe.
Yes.
And then Oklahoma City, of course, which is the number one seed. It's rolling as well. So,
10 o'clock tip tonight for Minnesota and Denver.
Yeah, it's 8 o'clock there. It's mountain time. It's mountain time.
Hopefully we get done quickly enough at the paper I can catch the fourth quarter when I get home. Life goals.
Boy, what time do you have to go in?
I usually get in there at 5 or 5:30 unless I have a game. I'd usually do softball that starts about 4:30. There's a couple Tuesdays I've run out of here pretty quickly.
Is there anything you can do at home?
No, well, we can sometimes, for the most part. We can do most everything at home except design the pages. They haven't figured that out because our parent company is weird about our firewall, so they're worried somebody's gonna I don't know who's going to hack the daily item, but I guess you never know.
Well, you know what? You do never know.
No.
To be honest with you.
Yes. Yeah. So other than design and pages, we're actually, man, I think other than like the first week of the pandemic, I don't even think at least the sports people were ever out of the office.
Okay. Well, I mean, I know I went into the office every day. I taught in person. And it was interesting when I was done with the class, last class, all those students came up and thanked me because they said it was the only time they could get out of the apartment. Like, wow. Or the dorm. Like, wow. And by the way, they had the option of doing it online, too. It wasn't just like, hey, you have to show up or not. It was like, okay, if you want to show up, you can. If you have to be online, I have the online option. Nobody took the online option. They all wanted to be there. It was interesting. So, and so that's the NBA playoff setup as to where we are. And for example, the Celtics and the Cavaliers, that's going to be the opener tomorrow. It's one of the reasons why, I think it was Drew Holiday, looked at everybody going into Game 5 and they said, hey, close it out now. Right? And you need to have somebody like that. Yeah, it sounds simple. It sounds simple. But, when people are lollygagging and like, they've got it made, it's not going to be so simple. So Oklahoma City gets Dallas in the nightcap tomorrow, and the Celtics and Cavaliers play tomorrow as well. Now, on the Stanley Cup side, that's finally all settled. And the Bruins will play Florida tonight down in Broward County. I mean, right away, they played Saturday in Game 7. Boom, right back Game 1. Then tomorrow, Carolina and the Rangers at Madison Square Garden. Rangers won the first game 4-3. Avs and Stars start Game 2 after Dallas eliminated the defending Stanley Cup champion Vegas Golden Knights last night in 7. And meanwhile, the Oilers and Vancouver Canucks, yes, an all-Canadian series, will not begin until Wednesday. And they'll start in Vancouver. So, you have right now in this sport, you are guaranteed one Canadian team to be in the semifinal. Been a long time since a Canadian team was in the final.
I don't follow hockey much, but it's been a really long time since a Canadian team actually won the Stanley Cup, isn't it?
Oh, yeah. No, I don't think the Canadian team hasn't won the Stanley Cup, I don't think, since the 93 Montreal Canadiens. I mean, teams have been in the final. Vancouver's been in the final. Edmonton, of course, has been in the final. But I think the 93 Montreal Canadiens are the last Canadian team to win it.
Yes, that is correct. My heavens. That's the year I graduated high school.
Again, the doubt. The doubt.
I was 98% sure you were right.
The doubt. Well, God. All right, and by the way, Dick from Milton's got to be loving this. His Orioles continue to get the job done. Game up on the Yankees. All right, just playing terrific ball. Won 7 of their last 10. Yeah. Phillies have won, 9 of the last 10? And the Pirates they've won 3 of their last 10.
Yesterday was the first time they've scored runs off a starter in like 10 games.
Off the starting pitcher?
Yeah,
I guess that would be right, because I mean they did score a run off Josh Winkowski in the game I went to in the first inning, and that was the only run they scored. I thought it was exciting.
That's because you were rooting for the other team.
I wanted to go home happy.
Well, this is true.
That's the entire key. How about the talk we had with Ray at the beginning, Ray Dittinger, talking, looking back on the draft. And then he made this point about, which he slipped in there, about the schedule reveal. You want to talk about another one where you just sit back and say, you have to be kidding me. They do an entire TV show on the schedule reveal. Hey, you already know who you're playing.
But not when.
But not when. And so they do an entire production about when. Now, I wish in the Big Ten they wouldn't just tell you, and this is in basketball, who your home and aways are and your one plays are and where. Just give us the whole thing at once. No, can't do that. Oh, well. So you get these little drips. I know that Penn State's playing home and away, home games, away games. I just don't know the sequence. And that's what we wait for, the sequence. It doesn't matter to me who they're playing, where, what. I just want to know where I'm supposed to be. That's what I want to know. Where am I supposed to be? But the NFL does this, and it's a whole production. It's an entire production to do a schedule reveal. Oh, Doug didn't hear the last comment I made about the suit. Well, Doug, it was quite simple. I said, you have to have the ability to. Has he ever said anything you already didn't know? Probably on some bizarre topic, yes.
I was going to say, maybe the Indy 500?
Oh, that drip on the forehead's about to happen.
It's inching closer.
It's a good way to phrase it.
I meant the Indy 500, not the sweat.
Well, you know, first of all, do I watch the Indy 500? Yeah, I like it. A friend of mine who no longer is a part of the broadcast, but did the broadcast, or, you know, had to cover, not do the broadcast, did not do the broadcast, but had to cover it for a few years. I was talking to him last year about this, and we were just talking, chit-chatting, because one of the guys in the Big Ten, Rob Blackman, who does Purdue, is one of the pit reporters on the radio network for the Indy 500, and he's really good at it. I've listened to it. He's really good at it. So this other guy and I were talking about, like, hey, yeah, how about Rob doing that? It's great. And he says, Steve, I hate that thing. I said, really? He says, yeah, I hate it. He says, I dreaded it every year. Like, okay. See, it has nothing to do with the people or anything like that. He said, I just didn't like doing it. I'm like, okay. To each his own.
It's loud. It probably, when you're there, it's...
Oh, I
gotta like the smell of gas.
I would love to go. I'd love to see it once in person.
Yes.
I think that would be fun. So that'd be fine. But I don't know. I just, something where I'm just not really, it's just not really my bag, as to something that, like, leading into it. I mean, like, Carburation Day, who cares, right? You know, okay, qualifying. One car going around in a circle four times. I got it. Okay. Right? How often does the person win the race from the pole? No. Okay? Sometimes yes, sometimes no. I mean, car could be great on qualification day, ends up being a lemon on race day. And you don't know. But yeah, that's the end of the month. That is his area of expertise.
Racing and wrestling are kind of the same thing in the fact that if you're into it, you are really into it.
Yeah. Oh, I got it. Oh, no. It's one thing, the wrestling fans here are just...
I mean, we have the Selinsgrove Speedway, obviously, like, you know, down at the end of Selinsgrove, like, probably 20 minutes from here. And I did a World Series game, a Little League World Series game in Delaware for a softball team that made it. This is probably 15 years ago. And I'm talking to this guy, and he's like, "You're from Selins Grove? We drive from here every other weekend to go see the races." I'm like, "That's 5 hours away, man."
Like, wow.
And it's just, you know, and I just always think of that when it just, if you're into racing, you're into racing, and you will go, you will watch it, and if you're not, kind of like on me, you got a track 2 miles from your house, and you've been there once in 48 years.
Yeah, no, Kev and I grew up 10 miles away from the Stafford Motor Speedway in Stafford, Connecticut. And then Agawam had one as well, Agawam, Massachusetts, which is just over the line from where we grew up. And every Friday and Saturday, they had races there in the summer. And it's a big deal there. It's a big deal. You know, guys, I remember one time Jeff Bonine won 14 straight weeks, and they did a promotion where they put a bounty on him to finally beat him. Yeah. I mean, they had some pretty good drivers there along the way. A couple of them ended up getting to the big league, like Bodine in NASCAR. I think Bodine won the Daytona 500, didn't he?
I believe so, yes.
Yeah. But it was a big deal to people around there. Stafford, hey, I'm going to say, yeah, in Stafford, it's a small track. It's not. Although I think CBS featured, last summer CBS went around to 8 tracks and did a Saturday night race thing at 8 tracks last year. One of them was Stafford. And it's a big deal. And, you know, and it's interesting when people are really into their sport, they think their sport's getting dissed. For example, right now at the WNBA, their preseason games are, you know, people have to use phones to watch it. So they feel like they're being dissed, right? And I'll never forget here, the complaint had been Penn State wrestling's awesome, which it is. And they should be on TV more. So they were wrestling on a Friday night with Ohio State. And they started the dual meet at 6 o'clock on Friday. And I'm driving down College Avenue, and the line of cars, it was in the Jordan Center, the line of cars down College Avenue, down 26, was unbelievable because I was driving home at that point. It was unbelievable. So I come in to do the show, this show, on Monday, and the complaints on the phone calls, but they, how come they start at 6? It's a Friday night, and I got to get off work. And I totally get it. Completely get it. Okay? Their complaints are valid. And I finally said to everybody, I said, look, I said, you wanted to be on TV. I said, you finally got on TV. I said, now you know what it's like as a fan to attend the event on TV. I said, now you know what my life is like. They kick off at noon. They kick off at 3:30. They kick off at 4. They kick off at 4:30. They kick off at 6. They kick off at 6:30. They kick off at 7:30. They kick off at 8. Okay. All right, let's talk about tip-off. Oh! They tip off at 10 a.m. They tip off at 11. They tip off at 11:30. They tip off at noon. They tip off at 2:15. They tip off at 4, 4:30. They tip off at 5:30, 6, 7:30, 8, right? 8:30, 9. Right? And, oh, by the way, which day of the week? Could be any one of the 7. They said, now you know what it's like for me on an every season basis, where TV tells us what day we're doing this and what time we're starting. And I had complete sympathy for everybody that was mad that night. Total. It's hard being in a TV world, and you want your product on TV so people can see because you're proud of it. You love it. You want the rest of the country to see how great it is, how great the crowd is, everything like that. And then you live it and you go, what the heck? Why did it start at 6? Because TV said you start at 6. Didn't say it was right. Didn't say it was fair. Unfortunately, it's a reality. Another reality is we need to take a commercial break. Back with more in a moment. Brought to you by Brewers Outlet here on News Radio 1070 WKOK.
Party time, game time, or just fun time. Doesn't matter what time it is, because it's Brewers Outlet time. The Beverage Supermarket has the area's largest beer selection. Imports, microbrews, ciders, and domestics. Pick from over 100 ice-cold 12-packs and dozens of 24-ounce singles. Soda, snacks, hot sauces, fresh roasted peanuts. Make it one-stop party shopping, and don't forget the pickle bar. So whatever you're celebrating or just doing it up, Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street, Sunbury, wants to see you. And thank you for your years of patronage.
You want your young athlete to get the most out of life and NIL. You need a roadmap, a strategic approach. NIL Game Changers help student athletes earn while they learn in their collegiate journey. Driven by former student athletes and coaches who work as NIL sports agents and content media designers, they'll guide both student and family, starting with high school students looking toward college and those already in college. Get a seasoned team of marketing experts with a background in athletics and coaching. Visit NILGameChangers.org, the ultimate destination for name, image, and likeness opportunities.